It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. From using less paper to volunteering in the community, more companies are focusing on sustainability. Measuring the impact of these sustainability actions is now being integrated with corporations' traditional financial reporting at an increasing rate. Why is this trend important to note, and how does it affect the bottom line? We're posing these questions and more to Lauren Odriosky. She's Corporate Social Responsibility Specialist with BNY Mellon. Lauren, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
And Matt Mahalik, Program Manager for Sustainable Pittsburgh, with us as well. Matt, good to have you back on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you very much for inviting us back. Appreciate being here.
So let's start with the basics here for people who are not sure about CSR reporting. What is sustainability / corporate social responsibility CSR reporting? What is this all about? Matt, maybe we'll have you take that and run with it.
Thanks. There's an increasing interest in companies telling a story about how they're responding to the interests and needs of stakeholders whom they serve and the communities in which they operate. So corporate social responsibility reporting is about sharing that information to engage with those stakeholders. They're talking about the things that they're doing internally in their operations, but also being able to increasingly inform markets about what's being done because investors are interested in that.
Now, a skeptic might look at this, you two, and say, well, this is just about image. This is about, you know, an imaging campaign and trying to look good. So what are the things behind what looks good in the community? What appeals to people, you know, on the surface? What's happening below the surface that people you feel should know about?
Well, certainly good reporting is important to protecting and promoting a company's reputation and can have real impacts on the bottom line as well. Behind the scenes, companies are assessing policies and practices to make sure that they're doing the right thing for their stakeholders. That's investors, employees, their customers, and, you know, the local communities and the environment as well. So this is not just about promoting and the image. It's also about doing things that can help the company be sustainable in the long term.
So this is more than about a commercial that someone might see that promotes the image. This is about actual participation in the community. So how does this manifest itself? I'm envisioning maybe there's a big meeting being held and we need volunteers to do this, that, or the other thing. Is that how it happens, or how is it initiated?
It certainly can. I think the first thing that companies need to think about is what's most important for them to be working on and reporting on, what's interesting to their stakeholders, and what's the biggest impact they can have.
So in other words, identifying problems in the community. So, you know,
sure.
So and you're giving me the corporate speak, and that's what you do, and I understand that. But for somebody listening into this, you know, they're thinking, well, what does it mean to me? What does it mean to my little community? We have a lot of problems here. We have violence, or we have, you know, blight, or we have, you know, just economic stagnation, or whatever the problem may be. When it comes to engaging the community, how is that done?
Well, it's good to think about how your business can impact the community. And for instance, with BNY Mellon being a financial services institution, we can do things in the community that are, you know, philanthropic activities, but we can also do things connected more to our business, like social finance activities.
What does that mean exactly?
So social finance for us is any type of financial, you know, service or product that can have both a social and a financial impact. And so we can do things like invest in local tech companies to
startups,
create solutions for local nonprofits to grow their business or help with any type of operational issues and get a return from that. But that also helps that local business and helps the local community.
And Matt, how can a company determine what kind of information to report?
That's a great question. It really varies by industry. So most businesses begin thinking about what their key sustainability challenges are, and thinking about what they exist in the industry that they're a part of. So if they're in the food supply business, they're thinking about some things that impact that supply chain and how they operate. If you are in the mortgage lending business, you have different challenges. And so that's where you start. You focus on those things. And then you figure out who the stakeholders are that are impacted by that, and then what your plan is to address those stakeholders' interests to make sure that it's viable for you for the long term. Then, in addition, there are global reporting programs like the Global Reporting Initiative, or even one we've developed here for Southwestern Pennsylvania called the Sustainable Business Compact, that foregrounds issues that are important to our community, and so businesses can focus on those issues as well, such as things like stormwater infrastructure is one big issue that we need to work on in southwestern Pennsylvania.
And either Matt or Lauren, can you give us some specific examples of community engagement or an investment that was made, say, for example, by BNY Mellon in a local startup or business or community entity?
Well, we actually just launched the Social Innovation Challenge at BNY Mellon, which is exactly what I just described. We are investing in local tech companies and other types of companies to help create solutions for nonprofits. We'll get a return from that we can invest back into other types of organizations and spread that money further. And we get that return from the savings that nonprofits can see from the increased efficiencies that they're having.
Can you talk about some specific investments that have been made?
Well, we just launched the program, so right. starting to source those investments.
You know, this has been built up. Sustainability, corporate social responsibility, or CSR reporting, has been built up as a key tool used by stakeholders to assess whether a company is acting responsibly. How accurate is the picture that you get from this? Is this the best way to measure whether a company is acting responsibly, Matt?
So what's happening currently, this is the big breakthrough, is that in the past 10, 15 years, companies that have been doing CSR reporting, it's been about telling their own story about what they've been doing. But what's happening now is investment analysts, these are people that large investment funds like the California Pension Fund will pay money for information about the performance of individual companies, but even whole sectors or industries. So right now there's over $1.3 trillion of money that are invested that analysts are looking at and allocating that capital based off of sustainability performance. We, on November 5th, we held an event here in Pittsburgh where we had the former head of the Global Reporting Initiative and a Bloomberg analyst sort of open up the hood underneath this high-performance tool that Bloomberg has that has over 700 different measures of sustainability performance that they themselves obtain and track. So if you're an investor, like the California Pension Fund, you can request this money and see, well, what are the best industries that do chip manufacturing or that are in food supply? It will rank them automatically just by requesting that information in real time. So it's not just being done now by companies to sell themselves. It's actually being done by people who are managing how capital flows in the economy. And the growth of this is happening at about 40% per year, which is a pretty amazing growth rate. It's almost like a killer app type growth rate, a Moore's Law type activity that's happening in the past 5 years that's only slated to continue. So it's not just companies themselves telling their story. It's about informing markets and the people who gather information about them to inform investors. And that's what's new, and that's a big thing.
So if a company has a mediocre or poor sustainability record, the way this is being tracked, they may not get the investments, the money from people that are looking to engage with these corporate entities if the performance is not there to back it.
Well, that's one of the reasons why we really appreciate being here today, is to be able to start talking about this more in Pittsburgh so that our region's businesses start recognizing that this is the trend. It's currently not at the level right now where a company is going to get punished unless there's something that's, you know, severely bad thing happens, like the ignition switches in GM cars and other other vehicles with airbags, or, you know, tainted food supply type things. Those investors get punished immediately when that occurs. But, you know, this is time to start preparing so that events like that don't occur and that you share information with people who will care about it. If you get on the pathway to doing this now, and we offer programs like the Sustainable Business Compact to help with that, we want to make sure that Pittsburgh always remains on the front lines as this trend grows.
And let's take an overall look at what Pittsburgh businesses are doing. But before we do that, I want to remind our listeners that this is Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and we are focusing on what companies are focusing on, and that is sustainability, measuring the impact of sustainability actions and how that's being integrated with corporations' traditional financial reporting at an increasing rate. We're posing these questions and more to Lauren Odriosky. She's Corporate Social Responsibility Specialist with BNY Mellon, and Matt Mihalik, Program Manager for Sustainable Pittsburgh. Lauren, you talked a little bit about what BNY Mellon is doing. What are the factors that led BNY Mellon to take on sustainability CSR reporting?
Well, we felt when we started our corporate social responsibility program about 7 years ago that our stakeholders really needed a place that they could go to learn about the responsible practices of our company and feel confident that we are doing the right thing.
In other words, that the values of the company reflect the values of the people that are investing in it.
Absolutely. The investors, the prospective employees, our clients, they all want to
Everybody.
See. Yep. They all of our stakeholders want to see that we're doing the right thing and that they can be confident that they're working with a good company. So we started, you know, reporting on the environmental and employee-related and community-related programs. And then we evolved to start reporting and focusing more on financial market integrity. And for a company such as BNY Mellon, we are a large financial services company can have a big impact on the financial markets. That's what's really material for our company, and especially interesting to investors to see that we're doing the right thing to protect the markets. So we've evolved to focus on our more material issues and what our stakeholders are looking to see. I think a lot of companies don't often think about their core business and their social responsibility reporting. For a different company such as a utility, they may focus a lot more on the environment. And we have great environmental programs at BNY Mellon. We are one of only two Fortune 500 companies who got a perfect score on the Carbon Disclosure Project 2 years in a row. So we have these great programs, but protecting the financial markets is our main responsibility, and that's what we focus a lot of our reporting on.
So this is about letting people know a little more about what's behind that large neon sign that lights up the skyline in Pittsburgh.
Absolutely.
Do investors have a say, Lauren, in the projects that BNY Mellon involves itself with?
They certainly can. We have engagement with a lot of different stakeholders, including investors, and they certainly have a voice in what types of initiatives we undertake. We can have direct conversations with investors. They can, vote on proxy shareholder resolutions in our proxy each year that can tell us, what types of initiatives they want to see happening. And so we absolutely have a responsibility to engage with those investors and understand their concerns.
And is that a trend that you see, Matt, as far as what is happening with corporations in general?
Yeah, so within the past year, the MIT Sloan School of Business did a survey of over 1,800 executives. One of the key things that they learned was that businesses are learning that they can't just act alone. They need to work with their suppliers and their stakeholders and their communities to be successful. And one of the surprising things from that study was 10% of those companies interviewed indicated that they're working with their competitors to solve common material issues of sustainability. And that's because those
in terms of resources and that kind of thing?
It could be that. So if there's an industry-wide problem, that the, all the competitors can work together to solve that problem. So let's take the example of food security, you know, or access to water. If those common resources aren't present, then competitors can't even compete against compete against one another. They need to work together to solve those material issues. Another one is, you know, is the community itself viable because there is a strong workforce there? Have there been the investments in education and a career pathway for people who work in a community? So competitors can work together on addressing those issues to create a sound foundation for that community so that those competitors can compete and be successful. And that's a really surprising thing that you wouldn't otherwise think that is happening, but it's a big trend that's occurring worldwide.
And what specifically is going on in Pittsburgh when you talk about community resources and education? Certainly this is a place where people can learn more that would help them in their field from the universities in Pittsburgh, Pitt, certainly Carnegie Mellon University, Duquesne. And if I'm missing anybody, which I am, you're all included in that list.
Well, that's one of the other great things about being able to tell this story here in Pittsburgh is that we've worked out a lot of these things here regionally because we've had some past challenges, but because in some ways there's been a capacity to solve those things over the past 40 years. We've got the Allegheny Conference on Community Development that has been pulling various stakeholder groups together to address key issues.
Which we'll be talking about in our next segment.
And also, you mentioned the universities, but there are corporate brands and corporate history here in Pittsburgh where people have really invested in the neighborhoods and communities, and you don't hear about that a lot if you travel to other parts of the country. I mean, it does happen, but it is a longstanding historical fact that we have here in Pittsburgh. And it's also one of the advantages that we have over other regions going forward is that we know this needs to occur. There's already a foundation in place. We want to activate more participation in this because it's in the interest of all the companies that are here.
So then how can Southwestern Pennsylvania businesses get started or improve their sustainability CSR reporting?
Well, we would invite people to contact us at Sustainable Pittsburgh. We have performance programs that are essentially guides that are almost like checklists that can help a company begin to assess their own performance. We also have programs that they can participate in. We have a Green Workplace Challenge program that we're currently signing people up for, where we track the performance in the aggregate of all different types of businesses and other organizations that want to receive financial benefits and management benefits of participating. And so I'd encourage people to go to Sustainable Pittsburgh's website or our Business Network Programs website, which is Champions for Sustainability, C4SPGH.org.
Very good. And before we wrap this up, Lauren, so what is the impact? We've been talking about a lot of different things that could go a long way toward affecting the bottom line for a company, for a corporation like BNY Mellon. So how is this impacting BNY Mellon's business?
It's definitely impacting the business. I think that it's impacting some of the investors that are investing in our company. It's impacting the business that we're winning with some of our clients. We're attracting better employees, and employees are wanting to stay with us because we have these types of great programs and they can be confident that our values match theirs.
And is that kind of a newer trend, giving the employees more of a chance to be involved? I mean, in the past, it's always been about the investor, mm-hmm. but for the people who are in the company working for BNY Mellon and some of these other corporations, are they getting to have more of a voice because of this trend?
Certainly. And I think that companies are starting to learn that employees have a wealth of knowledge that can be lent to these types of programs. At BNY Mellon, for instance, we have certain groups that focus on increasing the diversity and inclusion of the company, and they have done wonders in that space for our company. And these types of grassroots employee initiatives can really make a difference in a company.
And shame on me, although the timing wasn't the worst, for having my cell phone on. So I'll take the blame for that. Just back from vacation, trying to get back into the regular habits. But this has been a good first conversation of the week, talking about CSR and sustainability, corporate social responsibility reporting. Our guests have been Lauren Odriowski. She is Corporate Social Responsibility Specialist with BNY Mellon. Also, Matt Mihalik, Program Manager for Sustainable Pittsburgh. Thanks to both of you for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Really appreciate being invited here right after Thanksgiving.
Thank you very much. we're all still full. Coming up, marking the 70th anniversary of the Allegheny Conference and its role in transforming the city and the region, it's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.